Now recording. I said a lot of things slowly. I still sound at half speed. Am I still driving? No. I didn't really connect. I did listen to some pump up music with him. I listened to some pump up music. We were hanging out. Depends if he liked the music, I guess. I don't know. I'm not Craig. Did you listen to the whole thing? I it's fantastic because I know it's something that Josh will personally hate. No. 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 You got a couple. No, it is. It was high quality, I'll say that. It's one of the only artists that I know Josh hates. Just play it. It's towards the end when I started pumping up. I did taunt him in the beginning. The whole thing. I think it starts around 30 seconds if you want to hear the song. I was making grilled cheese and holding the phone up to the microphone for like 2 minutes. No, it was the first one, but I will admit to independently and alone listening to Dracula Flow at random times in the day, in like fucking I don't know, like we get. Probably, yeah, I think it. It's probably more because I'm like, how did that line go? And then I want to fully commit the whole thing to memory, so I listen to it again. Because the lines are intricate and they're worth remembering. Yeah, let me pull up the lyrics from genius.com.
All flannel.
I thought the heat would automatically go on in my building as well, but it turns out I have to turn it on. So for like 5 days, I was like, when the fuck are they gonna turn this fucking. And then I was like. Then I just started playing with my thermostat and I turned the heat on and I was like, oh. Reciting five lines from any Dracula flow. Juggle? I can try. I only have knives near me. I'm at my desk. In case. What's good juggle? Any, I have lots of glass things. Is that good to juggle? Have glass knives. I have a ceramic gnome. I can juggle him. Oh, that's actually a great idea. I'll do two socks and a ceramic gnome. Final offer. I won it. Bingo on a family trip. Yeah. There were many kids that were crying, freaking the fuck out that they didn't win bingo yet, and I got a ceramic gnome. Is family members, actually. How the fuck do you even juggle? It's like. Oh, shit. I can't throw the gnome. I didn't say yes. Someone just said, okay, then juggle. Well, I threw the gnome. I got three things in my hands, and I threw the gnome, and the gnome quickly went out of control. It's close. Well, it's three. Well, it's two things. Nice. In front of you stands, almost blending into the background, brooding under a hood, pulled back to reveal black fur with silver linings coming off the eye. This is the brooding Crindle Vilksnake. Crindle Vilksnake. That's probably pretty accurate. Josh sent me, he's like, hey, you didn't include a name. And I forgot the name I picked. And I was like, I'm pretty sure there's a name there. That's what my brain did when I came up with it. Because you asked me, I was like, I can't remember, but it was something Vilksnake. And...
Yeah.
I would also like to check, but I have lie to me. So if you engage in conversation with someone who's trying to lie to you, use your deception DC. If it is higher than your perception DC, determine whether they succeed. Should I just roll a deception check then, or? Oh, actually, I guess I haven't said anything. So it says this doesn't apply if you don't have a back and forth dialogue. So. I see. Also, your mic is cutting out occasionally. Uh, 34 on the deception check. Sounds better. Thirty-four. Thirty-four. Okay. Now, when you say populated, will they be asking any questions about identification in the sewers? Gentlemen, perhaps we should go the sewer route.
So it's well known that the heart in the city is we're all gonna die one day, and that's like your transmission was interrupted by like the most terrifying like three word writer of the century, like forward. Yeah. It's like you have four words, scare as many people as possible. The bones have eyes. He thought the bed was clear, but when he laid down, next to him was the creature. One party member. Yes, we have each other. We have each other, of course. We will also have the stench of the sewers bringing us together. Five, six, and just wait for Giancarlo to blow his brains out. He just says a new animal, and then the count counts it. The bishop leaves the room at like three. Like, I'm fucking. So, if we are dropping into the city, if we are dropping into the city, how quickly would we be able to reach the ground? How much time have we spent in the air? One minute in the air. Holy shit. I mean, by God, let's take the sewers. It's 45 minutes if you're good. It's 10 minutes if you're bad. Ah! Yes. The river. Two, three. Yeah, I think everyone is for me. So this is a Discord? That's crazy. That's a rare one. Great, I have a heart attack. Oh. Wow. Those engineers are fast. Yeah. It was like 30 seconds until someone was like sudo remove lag, and then. Oh, I'm in both actually. I'm in the Caspian Sea? The Dead Sea? Caspian Sea? In the sea, they do. Just enough to make me feel at home. Oh, can Crindle head to the front of the plane and speak with the captain face to face? Oh. What do you think will be based, in the city or on the outskirts? Outside it is. Crandall will run and jump out, and as he hits like his peak, he will say, "What about ladders?" The pilot's like, What about left? They both said the only way down is to jump. Yeah. Josh is stuck in the attic. Guys, bring a fucking chute up here right now. This isn't funny, guys. Get a fucking chute right now. Don't you guys have those inflatable slides off the side of planes or something? Send one of those up. Me? I improvise. Twenty-five. Time to make haste. Yeah. So the river thing, the river comes out of the city or goes through the city? Do we know what side we like? Essentially, we want to get to the. Okay, and then how big around is the city? Like, want to aim for getting to the river part at the north at nighttime, like just as night is falling. No, for the next day, yeah. Chart the course. Three bodies.
Oh, God.
All this stealth. And I roll like garbage. Twenty-three stealth. Oh, I have one. Deep breath. For real? That's so weird. I mean, they're pretty different, which is why it didn't. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't even dawn on me that they were the same because they're not even close to the same spell. Yeah. Well, I have deep breath. What was I gonna say? A couple of things. I don't know if this would be two checks. The fuck is this guy? Crindle thought that could I make checks to see if this would be like the best way to illegally enter a city? My lore is underworld lore. And I don't know the progression of lore. Am I just trained in it? Okay. Thirty-one. But then if we have to kill a god, like My god. We have to kill a guard. I have to kill a god to get him. We have to kill a guard in order to do that. Can't you just impersonate a guard that's not on duty? But I mean, if he doesn't have clothes, do you expect him to have an ID? Yeah, can we get some intel on the patrol? So we're timing it. Yeah, we're timing it towards the beginning of the evening. So I guess we can spend like an hour just to figure out what they're doing. We can go get so much soup. Check. I don't know. I was kind of thinking the. So I was thinking two things. One of us could become a naked version of one of the guards, and make up some story about why we're naked and we need access to the city with these two people because they said they're going to help, or something, or taking them into custody, because then you wouldn't have ID and also you wouldn't have the clothes. You would just need to appear as the person, or like so we're if we run into the city. I guess we're not going to be immediately like people will be like, oh, it's a little odd, but it's not complete red alert if we walk in with these insane rings on our head. So I think we could just try to run in. What other crap do I have? Yeah. Well, we just ransack a building for citizens' IDs. Do we know if they have photo IDs? Oh, okay, but the photos do exist. Fair enough, yeah. What was the hesitation with the boats? Why didn't we want to? Because if we get in with the boats or somewhere near the river, there's probably going to be a place to swim into a sewer. Let's do that. Let's find the boat. Let's.
I don't think we have to go to another city. I think we can stay, hitch a ride on the passing boat. Can we spend like 10 minutes? I don't know, some amount of time observing the boats that come through, looking for things like things that dangle off, like maybe anchors off the side or something, and how fast the boats are going. Oh, no, I mean, like, hanging out either on the ladder, or on the ladder, on the anchor, or a boat. I mean, I guess we could wait and see if there's any boats that have, like, just standard passengers. Because obviously, like, a shipping vessel, there'd be, like, 10 people, and they'd all know each other. And it might be difficult to, like, hide amongst the cargo. But if there's a boat that has, like, 50 people on it that's doing, like, some sort of a cruise through here, that'd be a lot easier to blend in or even hide. There's just too much to keep track of. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the idea is to just get far enough into the city that we see, like, visible and sizable sewers that we can then head into ourselves. Shall we try that? Okay. So I think what we'll do, and I didn't give myself this gear, but I probably should have, just standard explorer's gear. We'll get a rope. We'll tie the rope around me. I will submerge myself in water. We will make a loop. The end will be tied to you two, and I will stay submerged under the boats as they pass, and throw the loop up onto the anchor or loose hooking of a boat, and then it'll pull all of us. That also, yeah. Yeah, just a little. Well, a little bit less work. We still have to do this fishing expedition. Very true. And peck at them if they. So, what is everyone's fucking name? Giancarlo, shall we do this? I tie a rope to you, I tie a rope to me. We wait for anchor, I hook us onto passenger vessel. Oh no. I'm going to be underwater waiting for the anchor. So if we see one, I'm going to swim out. Yeah.
The shore?
Why is this crazy? See, I am stealthy. I breathe for hours underwater. 8 hours to be specific. I can stay under the water. If you're in front of the boat with a rope waiting for anchor, that they're going to stop the boat. They're going to say, hey, this guy, he needs help. He's sick. He's got a rope. He's trying to hang himself in the water. Double don't see. Would you like to take chance in water? How are your sea legs? Okay.
Three or above means he kills him. No. The brother. Every time you mention a family member, Josh makes your roll die, and some unknown outcome, he just kills them in the background. You can also tug on the rope. Let me know. I gotta. Oh, this is a. It's a 30. It's a 30 for the stealth check. Yeah, it'd be cool. No, because I'm going to be casting Athletic Rush. Yes. Wow, 29 on the athletics check. Yeah, it's pretty easy. That's why I cast this spell. So, for context, this spell gives me 10 foot status bonus and a +2 to athletics. Wait, why reflex save? I'm not holding onto the rope. It's tied around me. Drag through the riverbed. Guess I'm using my hero point already. Nice. Glad to hear we're following the 10 rule. I'll get a 25. Grindel. Grindel looks like. That wasn't the intent for Grindel, unless it was needed. Because Grindel still has, I don't know, 7.5 hours of breath left. So he can just hang out under the water.
Yeah,
I figured he would, like, La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha, and, like, pull himself in. But it's might be a bit difficult going against 5 feet of current. Or 5 feet, 5 miles an hour. I think once we see, yeah, we don't, 'cause we don't want to risk getting to the center of the city, like trying to get to the center and having it stop and us not have. So I think, like, we'll say, like, the second or third massive sewage pipe, Crindle will take a dagger out and cut the rope. So both of us just stay in place and then signal bird, get over here and then fall over to the pipe. Yes. With great result, now we shall infiltrate the underground and request knowledge. That'll start walking. There's a pot. I mean, can we, there's people down here. Oh yeah, okay. I'll roll then. But yeah, I mean, Crindle would like to keep an eye out for people. I'm sure someone down here knows. Someone down here knows where the Fane is. We're looking for the Fane, and then there was something underneath it. I forgot the name of it. But we wanted to bomb the Fane, and then there was two birds with one stone, yeah. Yeah. Thirty crit. If my cousin Jean-Paul knew I was down here. Why is the icon for druids just a tree? That's so funny. I saw that first and I was like, who the fuck did no one describe themselves as a tree? Am I fucking losing it? I'm just a tree. I actually have no special powers. I blended really well, though. Yeah. No, that is ridiculous. I figured we would just walk in. Let's see, we got shifty, paranoid, shifty. Let's over. Why don't we head over to this first shifty person and ask them a couple questions. So, what would we know about what would we know about like effects of what would we know about effects of a Fane? What about Mr. Wet Bones or whatever his name was?
Don't worry, we've got plenty, but I'm wondering if you've seen anything strange down here, particularly close to the center of the city. Boxes. Help me, where are abilities? Wait, why is Dyvex in the bottom left?
Okay, so how were abilities rolled again in this? Yeah. I see. Diplomacy. Oh, I don't have my badge out. I'm not gonna show this guy a fucking badge. He's gonna stab me. Where the hell is diplomacy? It's okay. Whatever role you want to do, it's making me pick something. I'm gathering information, I guess. Nice. Josh, can you unprivate that? You can private it. You can. Yeah. Kill him.
Oh God.
Stupid hat.
You should stick your fingers in his mouth and just jiggle his jaw around. Listen, buddy. Just fucking. Slap him with his own spit. Gross. Gross. Maybe he should have stuck his finger.
Yeah.
Listen. All I wanted to know was if you'd seen anything suspicious, interesting, spine tingling, creepy, anything. This is okay. And then Crindle will just. Crindle knows who he wants to talk to. Crindle will make his way towards the guy that has seen shit even if no one else has. He looks visibly paranoid. I can't. Okay. We're gonna go with perception. Twenty-six perception. Okay. Yeah. Hello, my friend. I was wondering if you'd seen anything weird in these tunnels, perhaps closer to the center of the city. A place that you wouldn't dare go yourself. God damn it. Can you unprivate that role? I keep forgetting to check. Oh, fucking hell yeah. What do you mean, at what bottom? Yeah, it's always set to public roll. But when I roll a ability I haven't rolled yet, it defaults to private. The thing me and my companions are looking for is odd, but we don't know in what way. No, friend, I am not familiar. Tell me about this Zorbon. I would know if I guess I would. I don't know. Interesting. And these kidnappers, have you seen them? Are they wearing uniforms? Fair enough. Selling those skulls, how much money did you make? Crindle will take out 10 gold pieces and place it in his palm and say, I appreciate your help. Can I have that map? No. Of course.
Grindle will take out 5 more gold pieces and throw them in the water, and then will take the hood of his cloak and put it up and like, "You've been a lifesaver, friend." Did he give me the map, or is he still hanging on? Or okay, Grindle will take out a parchment and quill and copy down the map. Yeah, that's fair. I'll do that. Okay, thank you, friend. Of course. To the bone zone. What? East. I thought you said. I see it, I see it. No, I see one of the rooms next to off the map, like the pipe rooms. Wait, did we only meet? Oh, okay. I was gonna say, did we meet two and I didn't notice? Like, where the hell's the first one? Of course. Oh, unfortunate. What the? There's so much. I didn't realize all the fucking rooms in this map. There's what looks like the workshop in the middle of Blackreach. Then there's the fucking pipe room.
someone's eating poorly.
Do we have we don't have any way on us of detecting a fane? We just gotta go see it.
Wait, it'll be obvious. So, like, it should be obvious here, or
okay.
I see. So there's femurs coming through. Is there any way up from here?
Can Crindle try to Ninja Turtle the manhole cover, right? It's just peeking a little bit and just like checking real quick and then stealthception.
I think I have a status bonus and an item bonus. But I will list them as a circumstance for fun.
God damn it.
Well, can you unprivate? Yeah, my god damn it was because of the fucking
nice.
I shall take a peek. So I'll push up the manhole cover, get up, and then see if I can look in the windows or at least see through.
So the It is, this is completely, yeah. Thank God, this is probably really scary. Yes. Not yeah, and then we have to command the bomb to explode, and there's a couple of people in there. Well, actually, can you just fly through the window as a unicorn? Like, slam through the window and shatter and just get up and act like a scared unicorn and then just, like, run away from. You know what I mean? Yeah, like. Well, they'll follow you and then we'll call you over when the bomb. But before the bomb. You'll be fine. To attack him. Yeah. Yeah. I am become death. You have. Do you have Follow the Expert or something? Okay. All right. That's not a, that's an 18, but it'll probably put me in the right spot. Oh no, the weird people from the sewer are up here too. It's the same icon. Yeah. Good golly. I, for one, like it. I like the. Crindle, I learned something awful about spontaneous casters is they're actually not that spontaneous, which is weird. I guess they have more spell slots. I thought upcasting was free. It's not. Yeah. So yeah. But like, yeah, no, not even upcasting. It's like for a wizard, if you're like, haha, wizard, I can cast this spell four times. The wizard is like, I can cast it at eighth and at first. Just give me 24 hours. Like you, yeah. Yeah, I think I almost prefer that. But Crindle is going to go invisible and then move. Crindle has the spike. Let's go. Oh wait, I guess I still have an action because of. I see. I'll just move again, honestly.
Happy to hear.
Grindel will masterfully and expertly and deftly cast Translocate and appear, not appear, it will be invisible in the, actually no, that's probably too far, just close enough to actually stab. Yeah, no, just because I just realized he has to get down and I don't want to cast Translocate again to jump into the fight. And then he will draw the, it was like a necklace. He's going to stab the tree with the necklace. Yeah, it's a necklace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing, would the monolith be in front of or in between Crindle and the rest of the party? Okay. Because the invisibility I cast was second level, so I think it ends if I take a hostile action. Yeah, so I would have become uninvisible. Just drop buttons.
Your aura. Hell yeah.
Yes. Crindle would like to attempt to activate the beacon again and say, like, what's the plan for extraction? Oh, okay. Is there any way to activate the monolith to... Wait, the beacon's just gone? So we're not getting out. You have to give me a second, because I don't think Crindle would hit the buttons. I'm gonna be honest. Before this mission, I built Crindle. Crindle did not have a great upbringing. There's a lot of backstory to Crindle. I don't think Crindle is 100% committed to the iridescent host. I don't think Crindle would hit these buttons. Yeah, Crindle's not hitting any buttons. Crindle will instead... Crindle will yell out to his compatriots. Gentlemen, it looks like we're... Oh, no, that's definitely not what he sounds like. Wasn't this guy from fucking Transylvania like 10 minutes ago?
Gentlemen, it appears we're not getting out of here alive. What shall we do? Fair enough.
And Crindle will... If I have 60 feet of movement, which I do, I don't know why this is lying. 60 feet of movement. I have a line speed of 30 feet, actually. My boots. And how far away are these guys? Let me taste them. 30 feet for the... What is this guy? The corniest of the compelled? I don't see the first part. That works too. And what are we going to cast on this feller? We are going to cast... Oh, this is range of 100 feet. Yeah, let's do this. Is the priest hit? How often was the priest hit? Okay. He's going to have to make a fort save. So that is a failure. So he'll take full damage and he'll be sickened and deafened for a round. Well, I did it first. Wait, sonic damage requires they be able to hear? I guess it makes sense. That she'll be. Yeah. Wait, power word kill is sonic? Auditory, okay. So go ahead, do your sonic damage now. Which makes sense. I mean, it's like putting like a 48-inch subwoofer next to a person and vibrating their skin off their body.
Holly.
Well, we blow up a nation. I'm sure that won't have any big consequences. Just a little. This is like a more of a lore dump. There was no consequences that happened here. Oh no. He did something. Yeah. Glory to the iridescent host.
Yes. It's not enough. I need a generation zero Thessian, the one who thought of Thessians is just That sounds fun. So the first time we were in Faerun, someone was assassinated. The second time we were in Faerun, we destroyed an entire nation. But this was the desired outcome. Last time we were supposed to stop the assassin. So if you put us in a setting, Josh, and we're either supposed to avoid catastrophe or cause it, it's going to happen. Oh no, I mean, I meant like.
Yeah. He had to help, yeah. And also, the bomb was going off either way, so. Should have made it more obvious that we were leaving. I didn't believe him when this thing, like, okay, the beacon that we're supposed to be transported back through is now gone. So this bot, we're just here with a bomb. There's no beacon set up. It was gonna do something? The tree was gonna do something? I'm glad. I think Crindle should get a little bit of leeway for beelining it, because if Crindle stood and fought, we might not have gotten it detonated. Actually, no, Crindle is heroic. Not even Crindle, did enough. Crindle was heroic because Crindle set up the bomb and then said, I'm gonna defend the bomb instead of detonating it because I know it's gonna go off. So he was prepared to sacrifice him and his group's life to make sure the bomb got off. Crindle has pretty high deception. And also, if Crindle goes to military prison, it just makes him more interesting as a character when we meet him and he starts giving us secret tasks. Thank you.